Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Be an Adult in Relationships. The Five Keys to Mindful Loving is a profoundly insightful and practical guide by David Richo that addresses the complexities of adult relationships through mindfulness and conscious love. Richo presents a compelling understanding that relationship challenges often stem from fundamental childhood needs that were unmet or inadequately addressed. By navigating through the roots of emotional baggage with wisdom and clarity, Richo provides actionable tools for developing successful, fulfilling relationships. He emphasizes five essential needs: attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing, which he considers crucial ingredients in cultivating authentic partnerships. Richo further explores how mindfulness can be effectively employed to manage common relationship difficulties, ensuring emotional agility and healthier interpersonal dynamics. This book not only serves as a roadmap towards mature love, but also empowers readers to engage in self-reflection, breaking cycles of misunderstanding, conflict, and unhappiness. Ideal for anyone looking to deepen their understanding of personal dynamics, attachment issues, and emotional intelligence, How to Be an Adult in Relationships is an indispensable resource for learning how to love mindfully, consciously, and authentically. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding childhood influences on adult relationships. David Richo sheds light on how our early childhood experiences profoundly influence our adult relationships. He argues that the formative years play a pivotal role in shaping our emotional temperament, attachment style, and behavioral responses in relationships. If essential relational needs like acceptance, appreciation, attention, affection, and the space to be oneself, referred to as the five A's, were unmet or inconsistently met during developmental years, unresolved wounds may surface in adulthood. These wounds might manifest as a fear of intimacy, abandonment anxieties, or excessive attachment and dependence on the partner. Recognizing the origin of these patterns enables readers to proactively address and heal these core issues, consciously choosing healthier behaviors in adult interactions. Richo provides comprehensive guidance for identifying these patterns, thus offering readers insights into potential relationship conflicts and presenting actionable strategies for healing old wounds. Secondly, practicing mindfulness in daily relationships. Mindfulness is a fundamental cornerstone of Richo's teachings, defined as deliberately paying attention to the present moment without judgment or excessive reaction. Applying mindfulness to relationships allows us to approach interactions resiliently and compassionately rather than reactively. Richo explains that when we practice mindfulness, we learn to observe our emotional and behavioral patterns without becoming entangled by them. He gives practical insights into dealing with habitual reactions, suggesting conscious pausing and breathing exercises prior to responding impulsively. Cultivating mindfulness helps create an environment of openness, facilitating clear and compassionate communication. By actively listening, understanding, and responding mindfully, individuals form stronger psychological connections. Richo encourages developing mindful self-awareness as a foundation for the consistent practice of openness, empathy, kindness, and understanding in daily relationship interactions. Thirdly, meeting the five A's in relationships. The five A's: attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing are central to creating mature and enduring relationships. Richo explicates each clearly, emphasizing their necessity to nourish a healthy, mindful relationship. Attention stresses the importance of fully and consistently recognizing a partner's needs, desires, and expressions. Acceptance reflects an unwavering recognition and respect of a partner as they are, without attempts at unnecessary change or control. Appreciation involves genuinely valuing each other, frequently expressing this sense of appreciation through words and actions. Affection leads to proximity, intimacy, and a tenderly supportive connection. Allowing is the respectful provision of support without possessiveness, empowering partners to grow independently. Richo provides practical methods for meeting these pivotal relational requirements, demonstrating that a well-balanced partnership thrives upon the consistent application of these fundamental principles. Fourthly, navigating challenges and conflicts. Mindfully, conflict is inevitable in any relationship, and Richo emphasizes that authentic conflict resolution is possible through mindful communication and awareness. Rather than approaching conflict as pressing or dangerous, Richo teaches readers to cultivate openness and curiosity, even gratitude. When problems arise, viewing difficulties as opportunities for deeper intimacy. He describes the mindful approach to conflict as one that fosters mutual respect and constructive dialogue, promoting nurturing and supportive outcomes. Richo instructs readers on methods of communicating assertively yet respectfully, discouraging passive, aggressive, or defensive tendencies. Developing emotional awareness, humility, and compassion allows both parties to genuinely express feelings and needs without judgment or criticism. Richo provides practical tools outlining how to embrace conflict with sensitivity, clarity, and emotional maturity, strengthening relationships and fostering personal and mutual growth. Lastly, letting go and grieving losses in relationships. David Richo tackles the reality of loss in relationships, including breakups, betrayal, or shifts in relational dynamics, describing them as natural and even essential cycles of life. He emphasizes the necessity and art of letting go mindfully, fully experiencing the resulting emotions without trying to bypass or suppress them. Grieving successfully allows individuals to integrate past experiences, healing emotional wounds, and mitigating residual trauma. Richo underscores the power of acceptance in this process, advocating a balanced approach of confronting feelings and emotions without overly investing or holding them indefinitely. He explores strategies to achieve emotional freedom and recovery, advocating for a mindful and conscious process of loss management, allowing individuals eventually to welcome change, renewal, and fresh possibilities for more meaningful, emotionally deeply rooted future relational experiences. In conclusion, how to be an adult in relationships is best suited to individuals striving to create or enjoy emotionally fulfilling and resilient partnerships. It aptly serves singles, couples, or anyone hoping to understand emotional complexities underpinning relational struggles more profoundly. Individuals seeking healthier dynamics, self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and mature love will find this book incredibly valuable. Unlike many self-help texts that may provide only superficial analysis, Richo's combination of mindfulness practices, in-depth psychological insights, and highly practical tools set it apart significantly. Furthermore, the systematic breakdown of issues rooted in childhood needs, clear articulation of mindfulness application, and practical steps for emotional resilience offer highly beneficial, actionable steps. The deliberate, structured, and emotionally intelligent approach Richo employs makes this book worthwhile. Understanding and applying the five crucial elements of mindful loving not only enhances one's current relationship status, but also contributes positively to overall well-being and quality of life. Ultimately, this profoundly insightful text serves as a deeply reflective and practical guide to personal growth and healing, fostering deeper connections and mature, mindful adult relationships. If you would like to support David Richo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.